This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today I want to share with you why is it encouraged and recommended to make dua, especially during a sujood. So of course, this is the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu that is found in Sahih Muslim, in where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَأَمَّا السُّجُودُ فَاجْتَهِدُوا فِي الدُّعَاءِ فَقَمِنٌ أَنْ يُسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, concerning a sujood, make effort to make dua, because it is most likely to be accepted and answered. So why? There are two reasons here. Number one, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ, that the closest a servant is to Allah is when he is in a sujood. Allahu Akbar. So during your day and during your night, the closest ever you will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is when you are in sujood, subhanallah. And this is why every rak'ah has two sujood. Allah Azza wa Jal is giving us an opportunity that we be close to Him. So that's the first reason for why the dua in a sujood is most likely accepted, because you are now the most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second reason, Allahu A'lam, and listen to how beautiful this is, and that is because the dua in a sujood comes after praising Allah Azza wa Jal. What do I mean by this? When you pray and you come up from al-ruku', let's say you're in your ruku' and you came up, you say Sami' Allahu liman hamidah, which means Allah answers the call of the one who praises Him. Then you say Rabbana walaka alhamd, you praise Allah, you say, oh Allah, to you belongs all praise. Then you go into sujood and you make dua. So that dua in sujood, it comes after you praise Allah. When you are standing, when you came from ruku', you said Sami' Allahu liman hamida, Allah answers the one who praises Him. Then you praise Him, you say Rabbana walaka alhamd. Now you're going to sujood and making dua after you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. And that dua in sujood is coming after you have praised Allah when standing, subhanallah. And this is why this dua is most likely to be answered, subhanallah. And so of course the dua comes after you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, it's obligatory to say it at least once. And the best and most complete way is to say it 10 times. And this is because of the hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu, when he prayed behind Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, and he said, I had not prayed behind anyone that is similar to his prayer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz. And they counted for him his tasbih in al-ruku' and al-sujood, and he said it was 10 times. So in your ruku', in your sujood, Subhana Rabbi al A'la in the sujood, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim in ruku', but we're speaking about dua in a sujood. So after you say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la once minimum, or 10 times, you make your dua after this. What dua is recommended, and it is supposed to be in Arabic for the one who knows Arabic. For the one who knows Arabic and knows how to make dua in Arabic, it should be in Arabic. Now, and as for the person who doesn't know how to make dua in Arabic, then he can make dua in his language until he learns the Arabic language. And this is for both the voluntary prayers and the obligatory prayers. And it is best to focus your dua towards matters of the afterlife in your obligatory prayers, and leave worldly matters for the voluntary prayers. And there is of course no harm if you made whatever dua you like in your obligatory prayer and in your voluntary prayer. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.